5 Minutes with Phil, a daily devotion for people on the go, brought to you by Tabor Church.
Welcome back to the podcast. This is 5 Minutes with Phil. Hello, everybody. We're back again today. Glad to have you listening, and wherever you're at, hopefully it's a good day thus far. So we're jumping into some random Bible verses, and you know, once again, like, it's really kind of odd because yesterday wasn't random if you went and listened to yesterday's podcast episode. But it's in the same verse. When I went to the random Bible verse generator, it's the same book. So it's kind of weird. I don't know if it's actually random. It says it's the random Bible verse generator. Either way, we're going to jump into it because that's what we do with this random Bible verse generator. We pick a verse and we stick with it. So from 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 6. So humble yourselves under the mighty power of God, and at the right time, he will lift you up in honor. So here's the difficulty with a verse like this is because what you're getting is kind of, I'm going to do this, and God's going to do this, and then, you know, so there will be a time that I will be elevated, that even if it's not right now, it's going to be later. And I've seen this happen with almost, some people that are in the congregation that have kind of spent some time walking away from God. Is like, well, I've been worshiping God, or I've been doing this thing for God, coming to worship or praying or something like your, and yet these things happen and I don't like this, so therefore, you know, this is God's fault or there is no God. And, you know, once again, we kind of put God into a box that we're saying, we're going to give you the story, God, and we need you to follow the script. So if the story is this, like, so humble yourselves under the mighty power of God, and at the right time, he's going to lift you up in honor, and you're thinking to yourself in a, you know, not a very good theological perspective, but you're saying, so for this time, I'm going to do this for you, God. Now that's the script. I'm going to do this for you, God. So now I want something in return. It's like the tit for tat, right? It's the there's all kinds of different cliche terms for it. Like, I scratch your back, you're going to scratch my back. I mean, so we're doing favors for one another. This is the human condition. Like, I do this for you, you're going to do that for me. Now, even though God has never once said this, we've put that script in front of God and said, this is how you're going to act, God. It's almost like giving somebody a deal that they haven't agreed to. We're trying to be able to say, God, this is what we expect from you. And so we want everything to go well. I'm going to do my part. You're going to make everything go well for me. And it's like God has never said that that's what's going to happen. And yet somewhere over the course of somebody's journey in faith, they have learned that if I do this, or if I behave, or if I, you know, you can fill in the blank. If I'm doing this, then God's going to do his part and do X, Y, or Z. And it's a really bad perspective, because what it turns God into is this, once again, cosmic genie, this cosmic vending machine. Like, I'm going to do my part. Right, I'm going to stick my quarter in, or my dollar in, or my $5 in, whatever it is, and I'm going to push the right buttons, and out comes a perfect life. And this is a poor theological perspective of God. So if this is what you're doing right now in trying to be able to act as that God should be responding or doing the thing that you want God to do, it's a bad perspective. It's a bad perspective on life. It's a bad perspective on God, because what you're telling God is that you're in control. It's not, God, you're fully no more or whatever. Like, you know, you're saying, I'm doing this and you do that. Therefore, I'm the one that's really in control here. And so we make God out to be like us in every way, right? So everybody acts like this. So I do something for you, you do something for me. I know your story, you know my story. And we're going to write it all together and we're going to make God into our image. You know the problems and the difficulties that are going to arise with that. I've seen people walking away because they're saying like, well, God didn't behave the way that I thought God should behave. Okay, so what are you trying to be able to make God into? And that's why when we are trying to understand a verse like, humble yourselves under the mighty power of God, and at the right time, he's going to lift you up in honor. Now, we like honor, we like being lifted up, but the focus should be on the first part, right? Humble yourselves under the mighty power of God. Do you realize the power of God? God is not contained by your story of God. God is not going to be the thing that you just want God to be for you. God's going to be God, and we're going to let God be God. So humble yourselves under the knowledge of that. Let God be God. At the right time, he's going to lift you up in honor. Ultimately, this might be just the time that we see Jesus face to face when our faith is fully realized. That might be the time that God's lifting you up. And if so, we say, praise God. But it may not be until that day. And we can humble ourselves knowing that God's mighty power is at work. Think about that. Process it, go through it, and we're going to be back again tomorrow. More scripture, looking at God. What does God have for us? And hopefully God has taught you something today. All right, see you tomorrow.